Matt Mello, the head baseball coach at Danvers High School, is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. And Matt, welcome. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
No problem.
Matt, congratulations to you and the team on a big 17-8 win on Wednesday afternoon at Marblehead for your season opener. And what happened in this game yesterday?
It was one of those weird early high school games, early April, not great weather. The game was actually 2-1 going into the top of the fifth. We had a couple breaks go our way, and then the floodgates kind of opened. We started swinging the bat really well. We started getting some extra base hits. We knocked their starter out of the game. And then we did a really good job against their bullpen. The guys put some good swings on the ball, and hitting's contagious, so it worked out for us.
Wow, who would have thought 2-1 after five or in the fifth inning? That's crazy turnaround there. Matt, I guess tell us about let's take out a thumbnail look at your team. Leading pitchers, who's going to lead the way on the mound for Danvers baseball this year?
So our number one pitcher is Mike Maroney. He threw yesterday. He got the win. He threw five very solid innings, struck out 10 guys. He's going to lead the way for us. After that, there's a lot of guys that are vying for a number two, number three position, long relief, closer situations. We threw one guy yesterday, Brandon Glowick. He threw solidly. Today against St. Mary's, we'll probably try out a couple other guys, see how it looks. I mean, last year's team, Mike threw a lot of innings, and their number one pitcher last year threw a lot of innings, so the guys that are on varsity right now haven't thrown a lot of varsity innings, so it's early in the season, kind of see what we have.
All right, let's have you tell us about the rest of the team, if you will, from catcher on out to the infield, outfielder, or so on. What can you tell me about those players for this year's team?
So we have a lot of experience back this year. Our infield, third baseman Mike Maroney will be playing third when he's not pitching. Evan Curry, who's also a pitcher and also plays third base, he's a senior. He's actually starting today against St. Mary's. At shortstop, we have Tyler O'Neill, who's as solid a shortstop as I've ever seen play varsity baseball. He eats up the ball and makes good plays, good hitter. Second baseman is Liam Brooks. He's a second baseman. He's a junior. First base are two of our captains, Jacob Hamill and Aris Xeris. When one of those guys isn't playing first, they'll likely be the DH. They're our middle-of-the-order bats. Our catcher is a sophomore, Josh Henry. Actually had a really good game receiving yesterday. He's very solid behind the plate.
And then out in the outfield you have?
The outfield. Center field, we have Steve Reardon, who's a senior. He's been banged up the last couple of years, and I think he's really excited to get back out on the field and show what he has. Left field, we have Matt Reardon, who had a couple hits yesterday, had a really nice game in the field. Right field, we have Tyler McCullough. He had a nice game yesterday as well. And then backing them up, who are also going to pitch, we have Nick Robinson and Brennan Glowick. And we have a sophomore, Bryce Clark, who will factor in as well.
Matt, if you look at your team, big picture view, what would you say of a scouting report would be a strength of Danvers baseball this year?
I would say we're very consistent with the bats. 1 through 9, all the guys in the lineup can hit. And we also field the ball well. There's not really a hole in the field. We did make a couple mistakes yesterday, but that's early season baseball. I feel like once we get going, that will show itself up. I think those are definitely our strengths.
If there was a concern from you and the coaching staff, what would that be? Would it be pitching depth, or what would it be?
It's more the unknown of the pitching. We don't know exactly what we have yet, but that's the fun of it, trying to figure it out and, guys stepping up. I mean, high school baseball is all about throwing strikes, so whatever guys throw the most strikes, they're going to play.
All right, what can you tell me about the Northeastern Conference this year? What's the look there? I mean, who are the teams that look to contend this year in the conference?
I mean, every year in the Northeast Conference is tough. There's so many good coaches and so many good teams. We beat Marblehead yesterday, but that team's going to be a factor this year for sure. Gloucester's always good. Beverly's always good. Massanomet's always a factor. Every year it's a slugfest. Everyone beats up on each other. So there's no easy games in this conference.
Matt, you played your high school baseball at Peabody High School under Coach Ed Nieswentowski. So can you share a highlight or two either of Coach Nieswentowski or from your teams when you were playing at Peabody High School?
Our teams at Peabody were just so talented. I was an outfielder and a relief pitcher. I'll never forget the first time Niz brought me into a game. He handed me the ball and said, "Good luck, kid." I had bases loaded, nobody out in the second inning. Niz was a great coach, but he put you out there and you were expected to perform.
How did that turn out when you got in that with that first appearance?
I think I got out of it only giving up one run, which wasn't too bad, actually.
Not bad at all, no. Good luck, kid. Do you still get that a lot nowadays?
No, I'm the old guy now.
And I don't know about that, but well, Matt, anything else you want to share with us about Danvers baseball, this season, the preseason look or whatever? We're not preseason now, obviously you're into it, but anything else to share with us about this year's team?
I've just been so impressed by how, the senior leadership we have and, how passionate about the game a lot of these kids are. It's been an easy transition for me. They make it easy for me to install my things, and I'm kind of adjusting to them, but it's been a smooth transition all around. I'm very happy with that.
Well, Matt, hang on the line. Matt Mello with us, the baseball coach at Danvers High School here on MSONewsSports.com.